Starter sit for the NFC home games. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. And for a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com/CBSSports and use the offer code FUN. We'll talk about Alfred Morris. We'll talk about LeSean McCoy, Martellus Bennett, Jeremy Maclin, so many more. So many, Jamie.
Yes.
And AJ Green got hurt.
Awful.
Yeah, you know, my whole theory about drafting wide receivers early, they don't get hurt. Yeah, well, apparently they do.
Three major injuries so far this season to three big guys.
Why am I forgetting the third?
Well, Brandon Marshall's been very limited with the ankle injury.
Yeah, Calvin, Green, and Marshall. Do you expect Green this week?
No, I don't expect him for a couple weeks at this point. So, I don't know what... It's 9:15 on Thursday morning. I don't know what Dave did with his rankings yet. As soon as we're done with this, I'm removing AJ Green, and Andy Dalton's going to go.
Yeah. Mohamed Sanu is 70% owned. Must add?
Oh, without a doubt, because Marvin Jones is not going to play this week again. So even though Mohamed Sanu is far from a number one guy, he's barely a number two guy. Hello, targets.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be a big situation for him to have to step up and play well.
Well, he did well in the game AJ Green exited, right?
The Falcons game.
Yeah, that was 3 for 84 and a touchdown.
It was a broken play. It wasn't exactly like he did, you know, something fantastic outside of his job. You know, so he's not like he's not an AJ Green. I mean, that's the best way to put it. He's a nice player, and I know a certain someone that is very happy right now.
All right, we got a lot to get to. Dave's on the radio right now doing some radio spots. He's coming in soon, and when he comes in, I am going to try Cracklin Oat Bran for the first time. You say not good.
I don't love it.
Dave says it's his favorite cereal.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Stat of the day number one. Atlanta held Jimmy Graham to 8 for 82, completely shut out Larry Donnell, and in fact, Atlanta number one against opposing tight ends. Starter sit Martellus Bennett.
I was reading this as you were setting up, and the first thing that came to my mind to ask you was, who are you starting over Martellus Bennett at this point? Because it's a bad week for tight ends. So I start Bennett over, not that anybody has this choice to make, but maybe they do. Jason Witten, I'm still starting Martellus Bennett. Jordan Cameron, I'm still starting Martellus Bennett. Heath Miller, terrible history against the Browns. So I'm still going to start Martellus Bennett. Comes down to Tim Wright, Eric Ebron, if you want to make some really risky gambles and look at somebody like Luke Wilson, just because of matchup against Dallas. So I don't think you're going to bench Martellus Bennett. Now, maybe you have Larry Donnell, and you want to go that route.
I think Bennett could be a flex for you in certain situations. So,
oh, okay, so you're going that
way. You know what I mean? No, yeah, I'm not necessarily going that way. I think it's feasible.
I don't love Bennett this week. I don't love a lot of the tight ends this week, unfortunately. So,
how about Dwayne Allen or Bennett?
I still stick with Bennett. I mean, it's not like... Houston's been pretty good against tight ends, too.
How about Jordan Reed?
It's a little risky just because of the injury situation. You don't know if he's going to play a full complement of snaps, and there's still that Niles Paul guy there. But, yeah, that's something you can gamble on. You could also gamble on Owen Daniels, who has a very good matchup.
All right, stat of the day number two. Look at these four running backs. Eddie Lacy, Ryan Matthews, Monte Ball, and Alfred Morris. They're all good. They combined for 12 fantasy points in standard scoring leagues against Seattle. Seattle allows the fewest rushing yards per game in the NFL, 62.2, the fewest yards per carry, 2.6, and only one rushing touchdown this year. And Buffalo is the only team that has allowed fewer than one. They've allowed zero rushing touchdowns this year.
Right.
So Dave is actually walking in now. I think everybody wants to know what to do with their Cowboys this week as they travel to Seattle. No position has been affected more than running back. What do you do with DeMarco Murray?
Well, I think you have to look at it from two standpoints. One, looking at all four of these guys, none of them on their best days catch the ball like DeMarco Murray. And, you know, nobody really thinks of Murray as that great of a receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah.
But he did have 50 catches last year. And none of these guys, I think, had either A, the opportunity because, you know, Matthews was hurt. But none of them catch the ball like Murray does. And B, none of them have an offensive line like Murray does. So I think you just look at DeMarco Murray and say, okay, what's Dallas going to do? Well, you know they're going to come in and they're going to try and run the ball because that's what they've done every game so far this season. They did against San Francisco, you know, even when they were trailing in that game too. So they're going to try and run the ball. Murray's going to get the lion's share of that. I know they're going to try and scale back his touches.
Do
but
you believe that?
What?
Oh, sorry, Dave. Talk?
Do you believe? Hello.
There we go.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Do you believe that they're going to really try and scale back his touches like right away?
And no, but when I mean scale back his touches, I think you're going to see him maybe take a series off just to, you know, rest a little bit. You know,
20 carries over under.
I would actually say under this week just because of situation. I don't think it's because of workload. I think he's going to be under – I'm sorry, you say 20 touches or carries?
He said carries. Do you think it'll be 20 touches?
Yes, easy 20 touches. Okay. I think you're going to see him in the 5 to 6 catch range. That's what they're going to do. You know, Pete Prisco talked about this when they played Denver, that he said on our show Sunday morning that you're going to see Monte Ball have a big game catching the ball in the backfield, which didn't happen, but the theory was correct.
All right, well, let me speed it up here just since we have so much to get to.
Yep. I think Murray's a must start. You cannot bench him.
We're going to talk about that game later, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'll save my stat for later.
All right, so Andre Williams or DeMarco Murray?
I go Andre Williams, but I think it's not because I'm benching Murray. I'm trying to get both guys in my lineup. You know, like one's going to be a flex for me.
I feel the same way.
Top 12?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to move Murray out of my top 12, but he'll be like 13th or 14th.
All right, we've got email of the day number one, which kind of ties into it. Is it too crazy to bench both DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant against Seattle? Always play your studs, but can you play two of them against a good defense? Hashtag feels like a bye week. So, yeah, how about Dez?
Dez is the one receiver on the Cowboys that I feel the most confident in.
I agree.
Without a doubt.
And I don't think the Seahawks' pass defense is as good as it was. If you look at the numbers and you look at how they've been this year, that they haven't been good.
They have two interceptions.
They have two interceptions.
They had 28 last year.
Hold on. I got it right here. I want to say it's like, yeah, they've allowed multiple passing scores in three straight games. I think it's 7 touchdowns over their last 3 games.
And only 6 sacks in 4 games.
Yes. They're getting to the quarterback a lot, but they're not sacking him. 21 hits.
All right. That brings me to email of the day number 2 from Joshua. I currently have Seattle's defense, which I thought was supposed to be great, but so far has been seriously disappointing. Should I continue to hold on to them or trade them away? How important is a defense? Is it best to pick weekly based on matchups?
I mean, you're seeing that it's best to pick up based on matchups because everybody took the Seahawks DST with an early round, or an early for a DST, like round 10, round 11. There were some sickos that did it in round 8 that I made explain themselves to a crowd of 200 people in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and it doesn't pay off. You have to wait because you just never know from week to week. And Seattle's DST is good, but it's not the best in fantasy, and they do have a tough matchup this week.
They're
going to
be number one this week because Turnover Tony shows up again.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know if Turnover Tony shows up.
They're not forcing turnovers.
Yeah, but look who they played.
They played
Kirk Cousins last week, and they didn't get any
turnovers. On the road's a different story. They've never been great on the road, even in their best days. So they've been very good on the road. They haven't been as good as they are at home. That's a different place to play, and they're going to get a lead, and then that's when Tony, unfortunately, turns into Tony. I'm telling you, he's due.
Email of the day number 2 is from Angel in Milwaukee. How does A.J. Green's injury affect Andy Dalton and Jeremy Hill?
Well, I don't know how many people need to play Jeremy Hill at this point unless you're stuck. You know, so he's an okay flex in a deeper league just because of the amount of time they're probably going to try and run the ball. But you can't start Andy Dalton now.
So his question was Dalton or Romo?
Romo.
Jeremy Hill or Sankey?
Sankey.
Still Sankey.
Tweet of the day is from Koopa Fantasy. Adam, you know your pop culture taste is worse than a middle-aged woman, right?
This sets up for a terrific game show that I would love to play.
Which is what?
Who knows more about pop culture, Adam or my mom?
It's me.
And we can do that around Thanksgiving, by the way.
You know what this is in reference to?
To what?
My dislike of the Beastie Boys. I got a lot of flack. A lot of flack for it.
Well, of course.
And I don't blame people. I get it. But I just don't like...
You prefaced it, though, when you said it.
What'd I say?
You said, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this.
Oh, yeah. I know. I always do.
But by saying that it's not music...
It's just... I don't get it. I don't get it. What do you like about the Beastie Boys?
It's fun.
Okay. I don't know. It's not for me.
That's different.
But today's the day, Dave.
Look at this.
We got
the bowl. Brought a bowl.
We got the cereal.
Uh-huh.
You brought.
I brought Cracklin' Oat Bran in.
I got the spoon, and I bought some milk. My milk was expired yesterday. That's why we actually it wasn't expired. That bothered me. It still had a day left, and it was horrible.
You sound like my wife.
So here we go.
All right. So what's happening now is I brought in a little baggie of Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Would you like some,
Adam? I would.
Many
I would
bowls.
Eat it. I would eat it all if you put it in front of me.
Jamie, would you like a bowl?
Do you hear that? It's a horrible cereal.
It's not a horrible cereal.
It might be one of the most horrible cereals in the history of cereal.
When have you ever... Give it to him. He's never had it. You've never had it.
I've had it plenty of times. It's cat food.
It's not cat food.
It is honestly one of the most disgusting and plain, boring cereals you could find in the history of cereals.
Well, I'm going to let Adam, king of pop culture, be the judge.
And cats.
And cats.
Is this cereal or cat food? Let's find out. Got
now you're going to get it on Twitter for saying that about 2% COB.
2% milk.
Right. Oh, shucks. A comment of negativity on Twitter.
Well, does Mikey like it?
This is great radio.
Yeah, I do like it.
See?
It's good.
And as we know, Adam has great taste in everything.
I got to tell you, though, this is like a 7. This is nothing like Golden Grahams. Golden Grahams are so much better than Kraft.
Oh, a 1,000 times better than
that. Golden Grahams are good.
But this is really good, Dave.
That's my favorite.
I got no beef with it.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got our injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. Man, why don't you guys read this? I'll finish chewing.
What am I reading?
You don't have to read the AJ. I get it. It's right.
What? Oh, the notes?
AJ Green left practice. All right,
you go.
Here's
what I want you to do.
You do the rest.
You sit and eat, and I want to hear you crunching, and Jamie and I will go through the news.
Okay, I got to get more, though, after that. So.
Okay. AJ Green left practice, injured his toe.
Right, I just said you don't have to read that. We talked about it.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Adrian Peterson's trial date is set for December 1st. If you haven't cut him already, feel free. He's not going to play football this year. Calvin Johnson has a high ankle sprain. The Lions don't have a bye until 3 games from now. I don't know what kind of shape he'll be in for next. I don't expect him this week, Jamie. Do you?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if he plays next week if he's okay.
They need him home versus New Orleans for that game, and then the week after that they're at Atlanta. These are high-scoring games where Calvin could have some major points if he's healthy. So hopefully he gets in there. Same thing with Reggie Bush. Didn't practice. He's at Minnesota. I don't expect him to play. Carson Palmer threw a little bit on Wednesday. He's making progress. He's going to get checked out before the weekend. His status is still unclear. But it sounds like the Cardinals are expecting either Palmer or Drew Stanton to be ready to go on Sunday.
I would expect Palmer to play.
I hope he plays because when he's in there, good things happen.
Pick him up.
Derek Carr is expected to play this week. Should we pick up Derek Carr, Crunchy?
No.
I don't know why they're rushing him back from injury, but it's nice to see.
I'm sure he's fine.
I think you're going to see the Raiders run the ball a lot more. Teddy Bridgewater's expected to play. I think he's a good bye week replacement this week.
I completely disagree.
You know, because of the matchup against Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's good.
Yeah, Bridgewater's pretty good. Vincent Jackson's expected to play.
With all those passing touchdowns,
despite an injury
to
his ribs. He's banged up, but he should go against Baltimore. Mike Evans was back at practice. Do the Bucs have a chance to throw the ball on the Ravens this week?
Sure. Not to a lot of success, but Vincent Jackson's going to have a big game.
I think he could have a very good game, too. Titans left tackle Michael Roos out for the year with a torn ACL. That's a bad injury, the ACL tear. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's really going to hurt that value of Sean Green and Bishop Sankey. We talked about the Raiders running the ball more. And COB, do you have any more news over there, or are you too busy eating my cereal?
Yeah. Joique Bell's probable.
Yeah, it looks like he'll play, which is good.
What's the deal with the Redskins Titans? Did we do that one?
No. excuse me. That was weird. Niles Paul wasn't even on the practice report, so he looks good to go. Jordan Reed was. He was limited. We'll see.
How about Eric Decker?
Decker practiced. Looks like he'll play.
How about Mike Evans?
Him. Yeah, we mentioned him.
Mentioned that. Sorry. How about the tight end on Vernon Davis?
Yeah. Jamie, you got the latest on Vernon?
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he didn't practice.
Yeah.
And Sean Green is questionable. He had a limited practice.
Yep.
So does that make Bishop Sankey more attractive?
Maybe. But I think Sean Green has to be out for Sankey to really have that glowing recommendation. And it is Jacksonville. And hopefully the Titans have learned what to do when you're up 28-3 in a football game. You run the ball. You kill the clock. Get out of there.
Fred Jackson.
Don't throw it around with Charlie Whitehurst. Fred Jackson's ankle shouldn't hold him back this week.
Okay.
Should I remind everyone that today's podcast is brought to them by Squarespace?
Would you like to, or would you like me to?
I don't mind. I mean, Squarespace is where you can easily create your own professional website or online portfolio. So if you want to start one website, two websites, 38 websites, you can do so at Squarespace. They've got the support available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's $8 a month. That gives you a free domain name when you sign up for a year of service. Every design is good on a mobile device. So if you've got an iPad, an iPhone, an Android. It looks good on there, looks good on a computer, a laptop, a desktop. It does not look good on a piece of paper because you can't click on a piece of paper. So if you print out the website, it might look good on, you know, just as like a page, but you can't surf the internet on a piece of paper.
Looks good on you, though.
Adam learned that the hard way.
All right, no, seriously, though. Free trial right now. Sign up.
No credit card
required. I'll do it. Start building your website today, Dave, with Squarespace.com. And when you sign up, use the offer code FUN. Get 10% off and show your support for our podcast. So we thank Squarespace for supporting Fantasy Football Today. That's Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website.
Do not use the offer code Brussels Sprouts because that'll add 10% to your final at checkout. Yeah, go with FUN, not Brussels Sprouts.
All right, some tweets for tonight's game, then we'll do fill in the blank, then we'll start breaking down the NFC home games. We have emails later, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Here's the first tweet, Colts or Pats?
For what?
DST.
Colts. I have the Colts ranked higher by one spot.
From Jay Karp, Andre Johnson or Crabtree?
I don't want to start Andre.
Hopefully Crabtree's okay.
From Michael, Andre Johnson or Hawkins, PPR?
Hawk.
Hawkins.
There's no optimism for Andre.
No, PPR?
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Andre Johnson still.
From Dwight Ireland, Dwayne Allen or Zach Ertz?
I still have this feeling that Allen doesn't find the end zone, but I still would play him over Ertz. Ertz is involved in what Philadelphia is doing. We'll talk about that, but he's just not delivering right now.
I believe the Giants are second best against tight ends.
Right, that's another reason to get rid of Ertz this week.
But they have not played good ones so far this year.
That might continue.
From Ernest, Hopkins or Sanu or Garcon? Standard.
What do you do if A.J. Green doesn't practice on Thursday or if it comes out that he's been ruled out
for the game? I
just
zero A.J. Green out.
Yeah, you don't think he's going to go?
There's no chance he's playing. He's seen two specialists the rest of the week. So it's very clear that they're going to rest him this week. And he may not be out for a few weeks. So you have to prepare to be without him.
Well, that's bad news.
No, it's the truth. I mean, you have to prepare to be without him and Andy Dalton.
Tell me lies. Tell me A.J. Green's fine.
Hands off.
Come on, let's hustle.
What about
here.
Sanu? Do you like Sanu over Hopkins?
Yeah. Sanu's now a...
I love the matchup.
A top 24 guy.
Yeah.
So Sanu over Hopkins?
I would go Sanu over Hopkins.
Rob Donaldson, T.Y. Hilton or DeAndre Hopkins, PPR?
Give me Hilton.
Dan Hughes, Hopkins or A.J. Green? No, Hopkins.
Hopkins.
Luke, Dwayne Allen or Jordan Reed?
I'll go Allen. I know he's playing.
All right, let's fill in the blank. Blank is a sleeper this week.
Does Brandon Oliver count, or have we talked about him
too much
to make him? How about Austin Davis? Have we talked about him too much?
No, not at all.
Brian Quick, T.Y. Hilton, Devin Hester there.
Oh, that's a deep sleeper?
I've got him in my top 36.
Okay. Blank is a PPR sleeper this week.
Sanu.
Sanu is up there. Hester would be up there.
I would start Hester in a PPR league.
He could get four or five catches, dude.
Or one.
He could also get one.
Is Forsett considered a PPR sleeper?
I don't know if... I mean, you think you have him at this point, you're playing
Yeah.
him. Let's see. PPR sleeper?
That's fine.
If Mike Evans is out, I'd say Lewis Murphy.
What about Darren McFadden?
Interesting. I just don't know with Maurice Jones-Drew having all this time to rest that he's going to just take away from him at this point.
Do you think he got his wheels back while he rested?
I just think he's going to get work. That's just annoying.
I'm scared of him.
Justin Forsett will have a blank game.
Good.
Great.
Antoine Smith is a sleeper.
On four touches a week.
He's going to get more. He'll get six.
And you're really banking on the B word there.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that's the bonanza of the week. I'm sorry, I had to do it. It's Chicago, Atlanta.
Start your kickers in that game now.
I didn't do a bonanza last week, did I? Because I wasn't your.
And look, we had some great games.
We did.
The 1 o'clock games were all exciting.
LeSean McCoy will blank this week.
Continue to be mediocre.
Best game of the season.
Colin Kaepernick owners will be blank on Monday if they start him.
Satisfied.
Barely satisfied.
Alfred Morris will be blank this week.
Good.
Awful.
Oh, interesting. Discuss.
He's playing a good run defense. He doesn't catch the ball. He's not going to be on the field when they're trailing by six touchdowns.
I don't think they'll be trailing by six touchdowns.
I don't think they'll be trailing by six touchdowns either. But, I mean, I don't want to start him when he's got to run into a good line of scrimmage.
if Calais Campbell isn't there for Arizona, that really helps things out for him and his offensive line. They've allowed a rushing touchdown in three of their last four games.
And without Trent Williams, they're going to be bad on their offensive line.
Are they going to be without Trent Williams?
He's got a dislocated kneecap that he's playing through that he had to leave the game last week with.
If he's out, I'm totally changing my tune.
Okay.
He's that good of an offensive lineman.
Blank is a sleeper DST.
Titans. Hashtag
Titans
Jaguars.
Are a good one. Giants.
I don't really get that. Why are you so high on the Giants?
Because have you seen Nick Foles play?
Foles already has five interceptions and three fumbles on the season, and the Giants have had eight interceptions in their last three games.
Four of them were Cousins. One was Ryan, right?
One was Ryan, two were Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
They kind of know how to attack these shaky quarterbacks. And for whatever it's worth,
okay.
Foles is that guy.
I just feel like the Eagles, how many times have the Eagles allowed a top 12 defense, do you know? Did you keep that?
Yeah.
A lot of it is not the points against hurt them because of their special teams.
Twice this year.
And their DST.
Dallas at Seattle. We have talked about this, but Tony Romo, you don't really see quarterbacks go into Seattle and succeed. But, I mean, look at the last three quarterbacks against Seattle this year and what they've done. Rivers, 30 points. Manning, 24 points. Cousins, 23 points. So, what do you do? Start or sit, Romo?
I hate buying into narratives. And the narrative is Seattle is where quarterbacks go to die. But
that's not a narrative. That's fact.
Well, I mean, Peyton managed to get away with it. It took him a last-second drive to get it done. But
so you're saying
he got
Romo
it done.
Is Manning?
No, but he's been playing great the last 3 weeks. You can't take it away from him.
He has.
And he's actually done well against defenses that are better in allowing fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks than the Seahawks. His last three games, they've all been better in fantasy points allowed than Seattle has.
So they're better defenses because they allow fewer fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks?
You know, I didn't say that. I'm just saying Romo's been able. Romo's taken advantage of some challenging matchups. And the question is, how challenging is this matchup? And let's be honest. Seattle is a great team at home, and they do have a home field advantage. But their defense is not the same as it was last year. Especially their – I'll amend that to say their pass defense and their pass rush is not the same. And we have been boasting about this Dallas offensive line for a long time. We've seen it. We've seen Romo play well. The last 3 weeks, he's clearly gotten over any issues with his back, with his throwing, what he's able to do. He's completing – I want to say it's over 70% of his passes.
However, I just want to add one however here.
73% of his passes.
He is not throwing the ball that much. He's thrown the ball
less than 30
times.
He threw the ball a lot last week.
Yeah, but in 3 out of 5 games, he's thrown the ball less than 30 times.
Why?
I don't think DeMarco Murray
can throw that much.
I don't think DeMarco Murray can have as much success and can run. And I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball that much. I feel like they're going to have to throw more.
Right.
So you have Romo 11th and Jamie has Romo 15th. Fantasy points. How many fantasy points are
you expecting? Like 20, 21.
Jamie?
Under 20. I'm actually moving him up because of Dalton. That whole 12 through 15 round. So I actually might put him at 12, but I have all those guys there at 19 or less.
Right.
I don't see any scenario where he gets 20 fantasy points. I don't see him getting a second touchdown. I don't think you're going to get two receivers scoring touchdowns for him. So I just think you're going to get an okay performance. I think if you have Romo, it's not a horrible situation to start him. He went in there 2 years ago. He had 14 fantasy points. So he was a second touchdown away from being 20. They just don't give up a lot of big performances in their building. And I think you just have to, you know, it's not narrative. It's fact. You just look at that they're not as good as they have been. They faced a great situation of quarterbacks so far this year. I would say Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback, not as good offensive line, better weapons than what Tony Romo has, on par, but better. And he struggled. And I think that's just kind of what you have to look at and say, okay, it's going to be a tough situation for Romo. And if he gets turnover prone like we saw in week one, where he's trying to do too much against San Francisco, which is a very good defense, maybe not as good as fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks, but a very good defense, he struggled. So that's the way I look at Tony Romo.
Okay, so start Wilson over him, start Roethlisberger over him, start Rivers over him.
Yeah, fine.
Dave would not start Kaepernick over him, Jamie would. And Austin Davis or Romo?
I would go Romo.
Jamie?
It's close. I don't want to buy into Austin Davis and having these miraculous comeback efforts and say I'm starting him.
If you're going to end up putting Romo at 12, that must mean that you don't think there are a lot of quarterbacks that are going to put
there's 11 guys I like, and then the rest are all junk.
Yeah, I'll agree with him to that point. I think there's a lot of, and I think it's even fewer than that, Jamie, than 11. I think there's a lot of quarterbacks that will be good, and then there's a lot more. This isn't like last week where we thought so many were going to be great.
DeMarco Murray, top 12. If you're loaded at running back, you can sit him, but these guys expect it.
Where do I have him?
You have him 11th.
He's moving down.
Okay. You put Ben Tate ahead of him?
Yes.
Andre Ellington ahead of him?
Yes.
Steven Jackson, 14, huh?
Mm-hmm. Might put Steven Jackson ahead of him, too.
Ooh, that's risky. You are
I think DeMarco
for the Falcons, big time.
I think DeMarco is the best player in this game for the Cowboys.
I think it's Dez. Or Romo and Dez.
Terrence Williams. What do you think?
I mean, I think if Romo, if you like Romo and you think he's going to have to throw, then you've got to like Williams' chances.
All right, you guys like Russell Wilson.
Not saying he's a great start, just saying you have to like his chances.
Russell Wilson's top 7 for you. Marshawn Lynch, top 2 in standard, top 4 in PPR. Dallas allows 5.2 yards per carry. Wide receivers have actually struggled against Dallas. They're 5th best against wide receivers. What do you do with Percy Harvin?
I think
the same thing you do every week.
You'd look at him as hoping he has a great game and understanding that you have situations like last week where they try. Maybe he steps out of bounds this time. You know, you never know with him.
How about Harvin or Terrence Williams?
Harvin.
I think I have Harvin retire.
Luke Wilson a sleeper?
Nah.
If you're desperate. It's a bad week for tight ends, too. It's kind of why it's a bad week for quarterbacks.
I want to start putting things in the notes that are funny just to see if you guys catch them. You didn't catch my Luke Wilson jokes.
I didn't read the notes.
Yeah, apparently not.
Where is it?
It's in the preview. Seattle DST, number 1 for Jamie, number 3 for Dave. All right, Chicago at Atlanta. Bonanza.
Very funny.
Thank you. I had Luke Wilson or Will Ferrell. Luke Wilson or Vince Vaughn. Luke Wilson or Owen Wilson.
You want answers or not?
No, not really. Which quarterback do you like better? Flacco. Cutler or I was thinking Falcons.
I'll sit Flacco in this game.
Cutler or Ryan?
Pick a Ryan.
Pick a Ryan.
I like Ryan a lot. A lot, a lot. You know, the Bears linebackers are all banged up right now. They're all three of their starting linebackers are banged up.
Ryan might be my FanDuel quarterback.
I think that would be
Matt Forte will 100% be on my FanDuel team.
I think that's probably the best way to go other than loading up on Broncos for their matchup against the Jets, because I think a lot of people will end up spending on Peyton.
Yeah. Atlanta's allowed 10 rushing touchdowns. No other team has allowed more than 6. All right, so I know you guys like Ryan a lot, a lot. How about Cutler?
Not as much, but better than Romo, better than Brady, better than Big Ben. I like him better than Rivers. I think he can still – he's got this streak. He's one of 4 quarterbacks that have at least 20 fantasy points in every game. He'll keep it up.
Jamie, what do you do with the Chicago wide receivers?
I start the 2 main ones and just kind of cross my fingers with Brandon Marshall that this is the game that there's some bounce back potential.
Right. They're talking about getting him more involved. He is. I like Alshon 1 spot ahead of him. If I had to pick between the two, I would take Alshon.
We talked about Martellus Bennett earlier. You guys both have him ranked pretty high. I think top 7. Double check that. Yeah, top 7 in standard and in PPR, top 7 again. So we'll see how Atlanta does against this tight end. They've done very well against tight ends, 8 for 82 for Jimmy Graham. Starter sit, Roddy White. 2 good games, 2 terrible games, and 1 missed game so far.
I'm starting him. Good matchup playing at home. We like Ryan. You got to like White.
Roddy White or Lamar Miller?
White.
Depends on Noshon.
All right.
Fair point.
Roddy White or Percy Harvin?
Roddy.
I'm going to gamble on Harvin.
Ooh.
Roddy White or Martellus Bennett flex?
Roddy.
All right, so you guys think Roddy's going to play well?
Yep.
Yeah, Jamie's not kidding when he talks about how bad tight ends are this week. It's bad.
Steven Jackson.
Romo did not stay at 12. I kept Stafford at 12.
Okay.
Steven Jackson. No running back has rushed for more than Frank Gore's 63 yards against Chicago.
I'm just looking, I have Roddy White and Harvin for the same projections. They're actually back-to-back in my rankings before Sanu pushed in between them, so I have to see how I leave that.
Yeah, so Chicago hasn't given up a lot of rushing yards. So what do you expect for Steven Jackson?
How many are they giving up a game? 63.
63
said?
Was the highest for any one.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't
that
know.
Was
if,
Gore, right?
I don't. That was Gore. I don't even know if Steven Jackson has gotten a 63 yards.
I don't think he's been more than 50.
Yeah, but I think he can get there, and I think he can score, and that's why I'm starting him.
I don't know if he has to get to a high rushing total because I think he will score. And he should have had three straight touchdowns.
Yeah, but I don't want to start him and say he's going to score and he's going to total 30 yards. That's not a great week.
Well, last week he had a good game as a receiver for him.
He really did.
He was involved in the passing game, which is something you got to look at and say.
Was that because they were trailing?
Could be. It also could be is that, you know, the pass protection situation, you know, Jacquizz Rodgers is serviceable in that regard. But maybe it's let's put the veteran out there to make sure our quarterback doesn't get murdered.
Love the way you say veteran.
Yeah. And by the way, the Bears give up just 116 yards. They're middle of the pack, four rushing touchdowns, 4.4 yards per carry.
Yeah, but if their linebackers are banged up and they've got to start backups potentially at all three spots, that's going to be juicy for Jackson.
So in standard scoring, Steven Jackson for Dave is 14th, 16th for Jamie.
And aggressive.
It is quite aggressive.
I like it.
What was it?
You have Jackson 17th in PPR and 16th in standard. Like, there's no way I could start him over Lamar Miller if Noshon's out.
That's the key.
Right. I agree with you, but we don't know where Noshon's at. He's practicing.
I don't know. Is it a tough week for running backs, too? Because it seems like it is.
Kind of.
Is this going to be a low-scoring week? Tough for tight ends?
There's going to be some guys that just, you know, surprise you. Like, you know, I think you're going to get, you know, like you like Bridgewater this week. He may surprise people. There could be a situation where, you know, it's Kyle Orton. Carson Palmer steps in. You know, a lot of people are setting their lineups today.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer plays. Well, Michael Floyd now is a superstar. Maybe Fitzgerald has a game. John Brown has the two touchdowns that we saw a couple weeks ago, games ago. You know, so you're going to get those surprise performances.
All right, let's move on to Detroit at Minnesota. Can you trust Matthew Stafford? I looked at his numbers without Calvin Johnson.
They're bad.
It's not a secret. He's just they're not good. And they're not good when Calvin's hobbled, though. What do you think?
Well, he was good a couple of weeks ago when Calvin was a decoy.
Against the Jets. Yeah, that was it.
But it was the Jets.
I'll tell you why I don't mind him this week, because I think he gets two touchdowns. I think he gets one to Golden Tate and one to Ebron, and that saves him.
Do you think he gets a lot of yardage with it?
No, I gave him two. I don't know what you're projecting for. I'm just looking at it right now. Just like I said, I'm tweaking that area of my rankings. I gave him 248 passing yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Minnesota's not good.
They're not, but
and Harrison Smith is banged up.
I don't really know the Ebron thing. I know he almost scored last week. I know he scored the week before. But only four targets in each of the last two games.
But it's not.
But they've been so good against tight ends, and they've faced the two best in the
business. It's not a huge game for him, though. It's
just a touchdown.
It's a touchdown like we've seen from him each of the last 2 weeks. So it's like 30 yards, 20 yards, and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then that's not necessarily making him a must-start guy, although based on this week it would. But it's boosting Stafford up just enough. Like I said, once I get past Brady and my rankings at 11, and that's even saying I like Tom Brady at this point, it's who do you trust more out of this group? Matthew Stafford against Minnesota, which is a bad Minnesota team. Tony Romo in Seattle.
I just want to say one thing, though. Because last week I talked about the Minnesota, and we kind of said Mike Zimmer is a good defensive coach. They've done pretty well against some really good players like Julio Jones, like Jimmy Graham, like Rob Gronkowski. And then they got shredded on Thursday night, like most teams do.
Well, their offense put the defense in some bad situations as well.
And they were playing the Packers. So, are they really that
tough
bad?
Spot.
Is Detroit going to shred them?
No. With Calvin, yes. Without Calvin and Reggie Bush, no. But it's a matter of what do you expect from your starting fantasy quarterback. Now, I don't love Matthew Stafford this week. I don't think he's a good starting option. But it's just by default, who do you trust? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if I want to trust Austin Davis. Look, we could sit here and say Austin Davis been good. He played a miserable defense last week against he played two miserable defense last two games, Philly and Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, you say Dallas playing great, but
so you're going Stafford over Austin Davis.
Yeah, I just don't want to look. San Francisco's done a great job against quarterbacks too,
but
outside
again,
of Jay Cutler,
Rivers, Roethlisberger, Wilson.
Those guys are all must-starts.
Obvious
must-starts
over Stafford.
It's this group. It's who do you trust the most? Matthew Stafford without Calvin Johnson. Tony Romo in Seattle. Cam Newton in Cincinnati.
Cam Newton anywhere. I don't know.
Austin Davis against, a good defense.
The word trust doesn't really.
But that's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing.
So who are you going with?
Nick, I'm going with Stafford. I just think he gets the second touchdown. I just don't buy into Minnesota's defense being that good, and I think Stafford's going to be in some situations where, look, there's still decent playmakers for him. We can't say we don't like. I mean, look, we both have Golden Tate ranked very high. We both have Eric Ebron in our top 12. Well, those guys have to get numbers from somewhere. Is Stafford going to get two or three turnovers? That's the question.
Would you guys start Golden Tate over Brandon Marshall?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You both have Tate in your top 12, and you actually have him 7th in PPR. How do you approach the Detroit running backs right now?
I will say this. If Carson Palmer plays, that's my 12th quarterback.
Okay.
Agreed.
How do you
approach
Detroit running backs?
There's only one that you're going to trust, which is Joique Bell.
Joique, right.
Well, I mean, how good could he be?
He could be great.
He could be great. And that's another factor for Stafford, too.
Right.
Okay.
He could be in a position where he'll get a ton of work without Reggie Bush there. I don't know where Theo Riddick is at. I think he might end up playing. But I think that Joique Bell could be in a great position to score and a great position to handle 15 to 18 touches.
Anybody in the Minnesota passing game that you're looking at here?
Cordero Patterson. No.
Detroit's been good against the pass. And no wide receiver has scored more than 11 fantasy points in standard leagues against the Lions. Matt Asiata. Detroit allows the third fewest rushing yards per game, only 3.2 yards per carry. So start or sit Asiata?
Sit.
I've got him as a top 24 running back this week. But
why?
Because I think he can do enough catching the ball out of the backfield.
Would you go with Asiata or Keenan Allen?
Allen.
I think it would be Asiata for me. Just because of the workload and the lack of for Allen.
Asiata or that must have been the crack.
It must have been the COB.
Brian Hartline.
Asiata. If it's a PPR, we'll go with Hartline.
I go Asiata either way.
Okay. Detroit DST, number 5 for Jamie, number 2 for Dave. They're 85% owned. Giants are at Philadelphia Sunday night.
Can I just say that the reason why I think Bridgewater is a decent bye week guy is because of his rushing?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so Giants of Philadelphia. Easy question here, I'm sure. Which quarterback do you like better?
Eli.
So where's Eli for you guys?
Top 30.
He's 9th for Jamie and 5th for Dave.
Whee! Yeah, I think you're going to see Eli have 2 touchdowns and a lot of yardage.
Yeah, he could have a big game. Only Washington allows more fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks in Philadelphia. Now, how about Foles? Like, so you're going Romo over Foles?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't trust Nick Foles.
How about Dalton or Foles now?
Foles.
I will go with Dalton.
Yeah, you guys have Foles pretty low.
I think he's actually now in my top 15.
I really have to sneeze.
Go ahead. No, we'll talk. I'll do a play-by-play.
He's now in your top 15?
He's 16 now.
Okay, and Dave has Foles 22nd. Which running back do you like better in this game?
Andre Williams.
Both are top, let's say, 14, though. Mm-mm. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I got confused with DeMarco Murray.
Deshaun is like 16th for me, and he might move down. I don't like what I'm seeing from him. LeSean? Same guy. I don't like what I've seen from him so far.
Giants aren't giving up a lot of rushing touchdowns, though.
Yeah,
6.
Yeah.
Only Atlanta has allowed more.
But Beast is back.
And that might not be great for them, though, if he's not 100%.
They wouldn't put him out
there.
It won't
be bad.
Wasn't close.
It won't be bad for them, though, because their linebackers aren't so good. And Philadelphia has only allowed 2 rushing touchdowns this season, but 4 receiving touchdowns to running backs. I don't know if Andre Williams is really capable of that. We're still kind of learning about
him. No, but it's the workload. It's the workload and the fact that Philadelphia's D-line is banged up, and the Giants are going to want to run the ball. That's part of what they do.
So rank these 4 running backs. Andre Williams, LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray, Steven Jackson.
Yeah, LeSean is last for me in that group. I'll go with the rookie, who's never made an NFL start first. Murray, Jackson, LeSean.
LeSean would be 2nd for me behind Williams because of workload, and then Murray, and then Jackson.
So you think LeSean McCoy is going to have a good game?
I think it's his best game of the season.
Okay. Where are we here?
We're in Florida.
Which tight end do you like better?
Oh, Dano.
Dano. But I don't think he's great.
Yeah, the Eagles have been very good against tight ends.
They have been.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach the Giants wide receivers?
I think
that's
you go
an interesting question.
Cruz, Randall.
Beckham. I agree, but we could see Beckham continue to take numbers away from the others.
Cruz, Randall, Beckham.
Right.
Are any
but
of them
I, and I'm
top?
Starting to think that Beckham is a lot like the risky boomer bust plays like DeSean Jackson, Percy Harvin, Darren Sproles. I think he's in that group.
Why do you have so much confidence in Victor Cruz? Top 14 in PPR,
just
top
the matchup.
14 in standard.
To me, it's the matchup.
And then Randall, is he a top 24 guy too?
He's close.
Yep.
Just outside, it seems. 21 for Jamie in PPR, just outside, top 24 in standard for both of you. All right, and then Beckham's kind of a home run play. Are you worried at all about Jeremy Maclin facing Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie?
He's not healthy.
Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Yeah, it's just tough. I think if he was healthy, then I would say yes. But Macklin's just been so good. He's the one constant in that offense right now.
And the Giants, just they don't necessarily shadow receivers with Rodgers-Cromartie.
No, they don't.
They don't have to.
They can play it up. They didn't do it with Megatron.
Right, right, right. And they've got a Macamara on the other side of the field.
Who's got a floundering, no, not floundering, a blossoming sex life, as we all know now,
don't
right?
Care.
You know this,
I don't
this
care.
Whole thing, right?
It's stupid.
It's funny.
It's not funny. It's stupid.
It's funny. Jeez, Dave. Maclin or Marshall?
I've got Marshall higher.
Marshall.
Reuben Randall or Brandon Oliver?
Oliver.
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 Darren Sproles is the number three running back. Philadelphia DST, 15th for Jamie, 13th for Dave. Giants DST, top seven. They're 27% owned. Baltimore is at Tampa Bay. Do you like either quarterback in this game?
Yes, for your team, not for mine.
Oh, it's for my fantasy team.
Right.
Starters at Doug Martin.
I'm not a big fan of Martin this week. He's outside of my top 24.
Sit.
I would try and sit him.
So Brandon Oliver's better.
Obviously. Oh, yeah.
Andre Williams is better.
Yeah.
How about Hillman? Hillman or Martin?
I go back and forth. I think I have Hillman ahead. But it's not by a lot.
Odell Beckham or Martin standard?
Martin.
I think Martin is the safer way to go. If your lineup is loaded, and it might be if we're considering this question with Doug Martin in your flex, if your lineup's loaded, I'd go with Beckham.
Odell Beckham or Martin PPR?
Easier to go with Beckham there, but not much.
So starter sit Vincent Jackson, number one wide receivers, have done pretty well against Baltimore.
Pretty well.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you're starting Vincent Jackson. We've got a nice track record of him with Mike Glennon now. I think you've got to expect it to continue.
Vincent Jackson, Victor Cruz, Reuben Randall, rank them.
Jackson, Cruz, Randall.
Ooh.
I'll go Cruz, Jackson, Randall.
Jackson has gotten, I believe it's 20 targets in the two starts from Glennon. Last week was the first 100-yard game. He's gotten two touchdowns since Glennon stepped on the field going back to the Atlanta game. And number one receivers have just completely destroyed this team.
Yeah, they really have. All right, how do you approach the Baltimore running backs, and how many of them are better than Doug Martin in this game?
I feel like they're going to try and run the ball more. Last week I felt like they had to pass. That's what put Forsett on the field so much. I think they might try and go back to Bernard Pierce a little bit in this game. Doesn't mean I like Pierce the best. I still like Forsett the best, but I don't really love any of the Ravens running backs.
How many of them are better than Doug Martin?
I think I have Forsett ranked ahead of him, and that's it.
I like Forsett. I think he's top 20 guy this week. He's gotten at least 90 total yards each of the last 2 weeks and two touchdowns in that span. So he's going to be the guy that's going to start the game for them and still be the guy that they use in passing down situations. So I agree with Dave. I think Bernard Pierce actually gets more carries, but Forsett gets more touches. And I almost view him like I view Ahmad Bradshaw, just the better of the two no matter what the touch situation may be.
Will Steve Smith bounce back?
Will Steve Smith bounce back?
I say yes.
This is another team, Tampa Bay, that struggled against number ones.
Did struggle against number ones. He's got a miserable history against them, though. Just awful.
Does it really matter, though?
It's somewhat. There are certain teams, just guys have tendencies to play bad against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this is, look, I said it last week about Flacco. He's not good on the road. Smith could be part of that, too.
Sure.
Last week, bad game on the road.
Yeah.
He fumbled. He still had five catches. You know, I think he's going to be probably in the 7-8 fantasy points range. I don't have him scoring a touchdown. So right now he's 24 for me. But if I have better guys, like I'd start Sanu over him this week. I would start Quick over him this week. I would start I go back and forth right now between Reuben Randall and Steve Smith just based on where my rankings are. So
I agree for the most part. I like Steve Smith a little bit better than Jamie just because of how number one guys have done against him. But listen, if we think that Baltimore is going to end up running the football, that can't be great for Steve Smith.
And they're also talking about trying to get Torrey Smith going. So all these targets that are going to Steve Smith, maybe it's two or three less, you know, and Torrey Smith gets a couple more. I think Owen Daniels could have a very nice game. I actually just moved him ahead of Donnell as well. So I think you look at Daniels. To me, he's the one guy that scores for Baltimore because Joe Flacco is pretty consistent on the road. It's like right around 275 passing yards and a touchdown. That's just kind of what he does. The yards are there, still does an okay job, but there's a lot of moving parts of this offense right now, and I think Steve Smith has been great, will continue to be good, but just this week I think he's a little bit of a downgrade.
I just wanted to mention one thing about targets since you were talking about Randall versus Smith. Reuben Randall's had 10 targets in three straight games. That's pretty cool, pretty significant.
It's part of the reason why he's in the mix on a lot of people's fantasy rosters.
Baltimore DST, number 8 for Jamie, number 14 for Dave. You do like Owen Daniels. Jamie has him 7th. Dave has him 11th in standard scoring.
Yeah, and that's a good tight end to go with in the one-week leagues if you're looking to try and save some bucks.
Which leads me to FanDuel, Dave.
Ah.
Look, FanDuel's paying out huge money this season. I'm playing, and I know I'm putting Forte in my lineup, and if I don't have a lot of money left over for tight end, Owen Daniels is a really good option, I think. And this week, you got to check out FanDuel's $400,000 NFL kickoff time. Yeah.
They bumped it up.
I want $400,000.
No, you didn't.
No, I want $400,000.
You can't win $400,000.
I want it, Dave. I didn't say I want it. I said I want it.
But you can't win it.
Why?
Because first prize isn't $400,000. That's how much that's the overall prize pool.
Oh, I see.
First prize is not $400,000.
I still want it though. It's only $10 to enter.
The contest, I'd be fine with $350,000.
Yeah, I can do with that. The contest starts Sunday 1 p.m. Eastern. So if you play fantasy football, which I know you do, do what I did and sign up FanDuel.com and use my code CBSWIN. CBSWIN WIN. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Up to $200.
Again,
two games left, guys.
Don't use the Brussels sprouts code because then it forces you to start Chiefs receivers in your lineup, which is bad whether they're on bye or not.
You're going to have to click the microphone in the upper right corner, by the way. That's where you enter CBSWIN. Two games left, 5 minutes. Ready? 4 minutes. San Francisco, St. Louis, which quarterback do you like better?
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
How much do you like Kaepernick?
Not a lot. I think the Niners have realized that they have to keep running the football.
I agree. I still gave him 20 fantasy points, though, because he's going to be a part of that running.
Yeah, last week was get close to that.
Last week was his worst game running the ball so far, so I think he gets back on that a little bit.
Frank Gore is top 7 in standard, top 14 in PPR.
Good.
He's getting back. More work lately. St. Louis has only allowed one rushing touchdown to a running back this year, though, for what it's worth. If you are in a deeper league, would you rather have Carlos Hyde or Darren Sproles?
Sproles. More upside.
In a deeper league?
Yeah.
Carlos Hyde by a mile.
Wait, to start or to just own?
To start, I'm sorry.
Right. Sproles.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant to have.
No,
you said to have.
To have and to hold, for better or worse.
Who would I rather start this week? I'd rather start Hyde.
Benny Cunningham or Carlos Hyde?
Cunningham.
I don't like
starters at Michael Crabtree.
No, I take that back. Hyde.
Yeah.
Crabtree.
He's okay.
If he's
I don't love him.
Healthy, I'd start him. But
Crabtree,
you don't know
if he's
going to be healthy. Quick.
Quick.
All right. Anyone else in the San Francisco passing game?
I think Stevie Johnson's a sleeper.
Yep.
Deeper leagues.
Yep.
Especially Vernon's out. He seems to get more work when Davis is on the shelf.
And
he gets like one catch, 15 yards.
But he scores. He scores on it.
The snap count hasn't been very good for him either. Keep an eye on Brandon Lloyd. They're starting to play him a little bit more. And last week with Crabtree banged up, he was the one that kind of stepped in.
And he can jump high. We know that now. St. Louis running backs, I mean, you got to sit them, right? If it's
probably
Stacy or Cunningham.
Stacy is the last-ditch guy to start.
San Francisco is tied for fewest fantasy points allowed to opposing running backs, and they have faced some of the best in the business. They have faced Charles, McCoy, Forte, Murray, and Ellington. It's pretty amazing. All right, I think that pretty much covers it here. Let's just do a little bit more on Brian Quick, since he was obviously a hot waiver wire pickup. Quick,
top 15 receiver.
Quick or Macklin?
Macklin.
Mac.
Quick or...
Is that the face you make when you...
eat crack that oat bran?
No.
Okay, never mind. Quick or...
When you what?
Play tug of war.
Michael Floyd.
Quick over Floyd. Even if Carson Palmer plays.
Yeah.
Quick or DeSean Jackson?
Quick.
Okay, quick on Washington at Arizona. How do you feel about Alfred Morris, Dave? Why do you like Alfred Morris?
I just think he can score. The opportunity is there for him to score. Probably do a little bit better than he did last week.
Jamie, would you start Alfred Morris or Timothy Wright in a PPR league?
Wright. Easy.
Dave?
Alf.
Alfred Morris or Forsett this week?
Alf.
Forsett.
Your approach to the Washington wide receivers.
Don't start them unless you have to.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what if Peterson doesn't play?
Then he's gonna things play. Change, but I think he's going
to
play.
Peterson is expected to play. DeSean Jackson's faced him twice since 2012. He's got a combined 60-something yards receiving on six catches.
Yep.
Now, part of that last year was Michael Vick actually missed DeSean on a couple big plays. He beat Peterson. And Peterson's been beat quite a bit this year and also not 100%. But Jackson's so boom or bust. I mean, think about the last three games. Great against his former team, Philadelphia. Great last week against Seattle on the one play. Sandwiched in between that was the Giants game. Zero fantasy points.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what you have to expect.
And how do you approach the Washington tight ends?
If Jordan Reed is active, I think you go with him. If he's not, it's Niles Paul. So if you've been leaning on Niles Paul for these past few weeks, see if you can get Reed on your roster. If not, if you can't, maybe someone else is stashing him. John Carlson, I think, is a sneaky play. I only really like him if Logan Thomas plays. I don't know if I like him as much. He would be the desperation option if Jordan Reed starts for the Redskins. Because I don't think you can feel good about starting Niles Paul if Jordan Reed's back.
Uh-huh. Kirk Cousins, could he have a
decent game? And I don't know if I like any of the tight ends on Monday night.
Kirk Cousins, could he have a decent game?
Is Patrick Peterson playing?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I mean, he could. It's not like, look.
No, Eli, Kaepernick, and Manning, obviously Peyton Manning had a huge game against Arizona, 39 points. Eli and Kaepernick were 19 and 20 points.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Cousins play well, but I just don't want to trust him.
Start all Cardinals.
English?
Start all Cardinals. That's actually hard to say, all Cardinals.
Start all Cardinals?
Say it fast.
Start all Cardinals.
Yeah, see, it's tough.
Yeah, it's a little tricky. I love Ellington this week. I think that they should be able to pass the ball. If Stanton's in there, I don't mind Michael Floyd. I think John Brown's a sleeper if Stanton's in there too.
What about Fitzgerald?
Yeah, I'm just not excited.
Okay. Fitzgerald or Garcon?
Although I get the feeling that, well, it's not really a primetime game. Yeah, I'm not excited about Fitzgerald.
Fine, rank the wide receivers in this game and then we're done.
Based on who's starting for the Cardinals. If it's not Logan Thomas starting for the Cardinals, I'll go Floyd, Jackson, Garcon, John Brown, Fitzgerald.
Wow. You?
Who's starting for the Cardinals? Who's this?
Not
this
Logan Thomas.
Not Logan Thomas? Mm-hmm. I would go Floyd, Jackson, Garcon, Fitzgerald.
And John
and
Brown?
John Brown. All right, let's read some emails. FantasyFootball@CBSI.com. Emails and tweets. Dan G says, I assume you already got corrected, but in case not, it's Puyallup, Washington. You,
I like Pulley Up better. I'm going with Pulley Up.
It didn't look anything like Pulley Up. It didn't make any sense.
I'm going to start calling it Tacoma.
From Chris. Dear Kurt, Christ, and Dave.
I know what that
Nirvana?
Is. Yeah.
All right. Please grade these trades. 12-man, half-point PPR, three receivers. I give Carlos Hyde, I get Brian Quick.
Love it.
So it's an A?
That's an A.
And I give Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I get Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Also an A.
No.
F.
It's a D. It's a D. Sorry.
Jamie's the only person I know who's really poo-pooed Cracklin' Oat Bran since
it's
we...
It's like the most boring...
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is really
boring
good.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is
good. Cereal you
it's not boring at all. Have you ever had unfrosted mini wheats?
That's
have you ever had grape nuts?
That's more boring. Grape nuts, I think, is on par with Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Oh, my... Oh. I thought we were friends.
All right, Tag
says, I can't believe you have horrible taste in cereal.
Odell Beckham or Marvin Jones over Terrence Williams?
Jones not going to play, and no, I wouldn't start.
I'd go Williams over ODB.
Mid-major Matt, Andre Williams or Ruben Randall at PPR Flex?
Williams.
Williams.
From Mark, dear Lloyd, Harry, and Petey. Come on, guys.
I know what that is.
The Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Looking to fill my flex spot in a standard scoring league. Williams, Terrence Williams, or Joique Bell?
Joique Bell.
I think I'd feel better about Joique Bell if he had a full week of practice and Reggie Bush was out.
Dear Jack, Milton, and Rudy. This comes from Dave from Long Island. If both Donald Brown and No'Shawn Marino are active, who's the better play, Oliver or Marino, half-point PPR?
Oliver.
Yeah.
Who's Jack, Milton, and Rudy?
Jack Buck,
kicking
Milton
it.
Bradley, and Rudy Huxtable.
What's K- kicking it.
It's a show on Disney Channel. My kids watch it. Actually, we had to ban it in our house because it's a bunch of kids that do karate moves.
And you don't like that?
And so the kids started emulating the show, and they're doing karate, and next thing you know, there's, you know, crying and, Dad!
Right. Arthur Kenner.
Crap that I just...
Arthur from Kenner, Louisiana.
Why can't the kids just watch a TV
would
that's not
on?
Would
you start Golden Tate over Alfred Morris?
Wish the kids could just watch football.
Yes, we would start Golden Tate over Alfred
we
Morris.
We would indeed.
And that's it.
Good.
Except there's one more guy who likes Cracklin' Oat Bran, Dave, and that's Anthony from Plano, Texas.
We clearly know that anybody who likes Cracklin' Oat Bran has supreme intelligence and is a great cereal connoisseur.
Dave and Jamie will be back tomorrow with a late Starter Sit AFC Home Games podcast. And we have a live show today at noon, today at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and tomorrow at noon, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. For Dave Richard and Jamie Eisberg, I'm Adam Azer. See you later. Bye.